levels.
Bitch, you didn't even do it the right way.
I'm sorry. It's
levels.
Levels.
No, it is levels. 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 It is like there's a pause. You fucked it up. Hi, guys. Welcome to a new episode of Work It Out with Jay and MJ, where we're trying to figure out the levels.
Levels.
Levels. Levels. There we go. Now we got it. Good job. There you go. You pick it up. See, you're quick. You're a quick learner. You're a quick study.
I get corrected once, and I don't get corrected twice.
I mean, what are these kids doing with a wheelbarrow? Sorry.
Their dad is...
Those blocks.
I just literally saw them. Their dad's putting them to work.
Yeah.
They're putting mulch out.
Like, where we're pointed, you guys, I can see out the window, because the blinds are open, into the backyard of your neighbors.
Behind my house neighbor, yeah.
Yes. And there are these two kids with, like, a Fisher-Price wheelbarrow, I guess.
Oh, no, it's like a full mini-size wheelbarrow. I mean, it's probably two full shovel-size scoops of mulch.
Yeah, I'm calling CCF, or CCT.
Child Protective Services.
CPS.
There you go.
CBS. CSP? So, today, you guys, we are... obviously, this is going to be our review or our retelling of Buffy the Vampire Slayer Season 1, Episodes 3 and 4, Witch and Teacher's Pet.
Can I say our Kiki?
Our what?
Our Kiki. We're having a Kiki about Buffy Episodes 2 and 3, or 3 and 4.
3 and 4.
Okay, sorry. Our like little, never mind.
Oh, you're saying it's a Kiki?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at you. That's cute.
You would be like, what is this word?
Own it. No, you just own it. You just have to.
But the look on your face is like, is he using this word? What is this word?
But you know, things go over my head. So, you know, I'm like, my brain was like, did I say Kiki? Because that's weird. I feel like I didn't say Kiki, but maybe I did say
but
Kiki.
But I'm saying Kiki.
Yeah, that's fine. So we're going to Kiki about it. But we've already broken tradition. We've already broken our rules, because we're like, all these episodes are going to be on Buffy only, but we are going to. We are going to briefly, when I say briefly, because whenever we say briefly, we don't do things briefly. We're going to briefly touch on Bianca Del Rio, because we said we would.
Yes.
And we're going to briefly touch on Beyonce Act 2 Cowboy Carter.
Because Jeremy is a true fan.
Am a true fan.
He will.
I just admitted it. I'm a true fan.
He fought that for so long.
I did. I'm like, I'm out of stand. Regardless. I do have one question, though, that is fully off subject.
That's not on either of those two subjects?
Correct.
It was wrinkles?
Yes. So I went to get a donut today.
Wait. Wrinkles and donuts.
But I didn't like the donut I got. But that was my fault. I don't normally like cake donuts, but I decided to go different and get one. I didn't like it. It was too dry. But
they are.
But there was this dad, and I guess he met up with his son there.
Okay.
And he was like, I'll get you a donut, son. And Seb was like, sure, great, dad, thanks. And they were super tall or whatever. And the son had like a blazer on for no reason, and like a nice button up shirt. But his pants were like super wrinkled. So my question is, do white mothers not teach their sons how to iron their pants?
Okay, I'm gonna address one thing here.
Okay.
It is Easter Sunday. Why do you think a white person has on a dress, pants, and a blazer?
I didn't think about that.
There you go.
That does not negate my question.
No, it doesn't.
Did your mother or did your father...
But it fills in your lack of like...
Yeah. Did they not teach you how to iron your pants?
I'm going to say something here.
Okay.
And it's going to be, what age was he? Because up to... Old
enough to drive.
Okay. My mom would iron for me up to about like 11. Mm.
I would say it was in his 20s, because his license plate had a cardinal on it. And I mean, his dad was his plate was like a cardinal. He had an alumni sticker. So I would say he's at least in college, because I don't think you can get can you get a cardinal license plate for not a student?
You can get a cardinal.
Like the black one with the actual cardinal on it?
Yeah, that's just a vanity license plate.
Oh, well, then I don't know
how you just pay for it every month.
Then I don't know.
Or you just pay for it annually. I have a UK license plate that I've had on my car for like 15 years.
But yes, I
was taught to... We never did like the steamer, which would have been more convenient. We always had an iron, but I always tended to go towards a tire that didn't need to be ironed to kind of save
myself. But if
it
needed to be ironed, what would you do?
I would iron it.
Did your mama teach you how to do that?
She did.
So why
didn't my grandmother did.
Yeah. So somebody, some lady of the house, or even a man, depending, taught you. You know what? You don't walk out the house with wrinkled pants on. And these pants were. I'm telling you that they were in a dryer, and they were in the bottom of the laundry basket, because he has not like folded his clothes.
I will say
is I, which I, I'm not about that, but I'm like, dude, so you thought this was okay?
So here's my two takes. A, if my shirt is wrinkled, I don't care as much as if my blazer or my pants are wrinkled.
The pants was wrinkled.
If my pants are wrinkled, then yes, that will drive me insane. But I also will say, depending on how much time you gave yourself to get ready, if you didn't have time to iron.
But you had time to meet your daddy up here and get donuts. I'm not. Like, you had time for that.
Okay.
Tyler. I'm just saying, Tyler, have a little bit more, you know, like, self-appreciation, you know? Like, Tyler, I'm speaking to you, Tyler. Like, I just need you to make sure that you have your entire outfit put together. Because you know what? You never know who you're going to walk into. You might have missed, you go miss the woman of your dreams today. Because she could be like, ooh, Tyler's cute. But then she looks down to see your pants and she's like, but he can't even iron his pants. What's going on in that household? And then you've lost her forever. So this is me. And if you're gay, Tyler, then you might miss the mania dream. Because I'm telling you, as a gay man, if I saw that, I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck he's doing. So I'm telling you, for your own life, just make sure you get it buttoned up, buddy.
These are the short, brief side conversations we're going to have.
I didn't say that one's going to be brief. I just said I was going to talk about it.
Well, okay. My other thing is, and I just want to know, was he a frat boy? Because he ain't gonna give a shit. He probably still hung over.
I don't frat boy. Know. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
So quickly.
Yes.
Bianca Del Rio.
Amazing show. Recommend. We'll go again.
Yes. The opener for this leg was Sutton Lee Seymour.
Thank you. I couldn't remember that.
Did a lot of cool like little songs and stuff like that. Very, very entertaining.
Dirty spoofs on songs.
Yes. Extremely funny. Very, very well done. And then Bianca Del Rio set is just to me like just perfection. I don't think I stopped smiling or laughing.
I think I told you already. I have not seen you guffaw. Like literally cover your mouth, laugh so hard your eyes close. Guffaw in so long.
It was, I mean, I needed that. Like, I think we all did.
And prayers out to Destiny. How's she doing? Hope you're doing good.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a joke. But yeah, it was a good show. Like, if you had the chance to go see this woman perform, like, you really, really should.
Yes.
And leave your bullshit at home.
Yes. Be prepared. If you don't know what you're going into, the term cunty is just the definition of the show.
Yeah, it's really good. You guys, like, 10 out of 10, all stars.
Great.
Quickly, so we're going to talk, we'll probably talk more in depth about Combat Carter on our normal episode.
Yeah.
But all we're going to give you guys now is we're going to give you our top 2 to 3 songs from our initial listen.
Yes.
Neither one of us have really listened to it, like double times. Like, we've listened to a couple songs, I guess, a few times. But, MJ, what are your, like, top 2 or 3 or top 1 songs so far?
Jolene. I'm a Jolene stan. Cool. I love any cover Jolene. Great.
Yeah.
I love my one reason why I love this one. I saw a comparison where like Dolly is begging, please don't take my man. Beyonce over here is a warning. You better not take my man. Like, she went a little further. Like, she changed the word. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. I like the idea of the Jolene of like Dolly's was like, please look my man. And Beyonce was like, try it.
See what happens. Try it.
Cool. So what was your other one?
My other one that I actually liked, just because I like the voice that goes with it, is the Two Most Wanted with Miley Cyrus. It is a great song. Miley killed it. They harmonize so well together.
They do.
I'm not going to say she was better than Beyonce, but I definitely like the fact that like they were very like in tandem.
Yeah, I think Beyonce has a voice that could easily overwhelm someone like Miley.
Well, and that's where
Miley's tone, I would say.
Well, and that's where I think Beyonce's skill from coming from like Destiny's Child in a group.
Mm-hmm. She harmonized.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She brought that.
Mm-hmm. For me, honestly, I think my top 3 right now all come at the very end of the album, and I really do think it's Riverdance into
I haven't gotten that far. That's where you.
I think it's Riverdance into Two Hands to Heaven into Tyrant. Those, and Tyrant is the one where Dolly Parton's at the beginning with that. Those to me are my favorite right now. Those are the 3 that I've listened to more than once.
So can I, and here's, I need to get to those.
Yeah.
I've said, and I think I've told you this, my take, because I just noticed it also, the double eyes on things for like the 2.
Mm-hmm.
She did that in Spaghetti.
It's just Spaghetti.
I know, but I'm like, I'm nosing it everywhere now. Like, there's the double eye. It's, that's the one I don't like about the album.
Those are words, bitch. Those are letters.
So?
The only place she didn't do it was anywhere, like the Linda Martell show, she kept that I on one eye.
I was waiting to see like a Willie Nelson because, or something. Like,
I think it's because it's the name.
Yeah.
And even like Smoke Hour Willie Nelson, she kept the eyes as one eye.
Yeah.
But anything else, yeah. If there's an actually, she didn't do it with 16 carriages.
Isn't there two eyes in 16? No.
No, it's just the number 16.
Hmm.
So, you know, a little take there. So.
Well, okay, but she put the number, not the word. Fair enough.
But carriages has an eye in it.
I don't care.
I'm just saying.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, we'll do a full review on our next episode.
Once I get through another listen of it.
Yeah. So, now we're flowing into Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Season 1, Episode 3.
If I remembered the opening, I would have gone right into it. Every generation, there's a girl born.
But they didn't do it in Episode 4.
Yeah, they did.
Episode 4 they did?
Yeah.
Oh.
They still up to episode 4.
You know, I think when you watch them in succession, I think it cuts it off. Maybe
I watched 3 yesterday and 4 days. I do it so I can be like very like front of mind of them.
Mm-hmm.
4 this morning was like every generation.
Oh, I don't remember seeing that.
I will let you know when they stop it.
Yeah. So we'll start with episode 3, which is Witch.
Yes.
Which is Witch.
Yes.
In which we learn we meet a new character, right?
Uh-huh.
Who is Amy, right? And I only mention that right off the bat before we get an episode because Amy does continue to pop up through the series.
I was going to ask.
But a lot of the times, you know, you see characters, they don't pop up. So Amy pops up in season 2, Bothered, Bewitched, and Bewildered. She also pops up in season 3 for It Wasn't, it's the Hansel and Gretel episode. I can't remember what it's called, but she pops up in that episode because it's about witches. And then she also pops up back up in like season 4 or 5 for a few episodes. Actually, no, season 6 for a few episodes.
So after these 2 episodes, and this is what I'm trying to figure out, mm-hmm. and maybe I'll ask this again after we review 4.
Mm-hmm.
For being a hellmouth or whatever they call it, mm-hmm. where it's like a centralized mm-hmm. just nebulous of dark
evil, yeah. dark energy, yes.
They're not really
much
doing
like some gay buttholes.
Oh, they're not doing a great job of like keeping it secret. Like Amy knows about it now. At the end of episode 4, Blaine or whatever, the douchebag guy, like,
yeah, I don't, I'm
like, how do not more people know?
And you're not, you don't know this by the show, but actually, I'll ruin this for you for season 3.
Okay,
so you know how in at most like senior years people have the superlatives,
yes,
like most talkative, whatever. In season, at the end of season 3 at the prom, they give out the superlatives at the prom, like class con and everything.
Yeah.
And then they have like one last award, and the last award is called class protector, and they gave this speech about like how you're doing things that you don't think we see you, but we know that you're the reason that we've been able to like, we know that you're the reason that we've been able to like, you know. Actually, one of the things they said was they go, the class of whatever, I think it was class of 2000 or 2001 maybe, uh-huh. has the lowest mortality rate in Sunnydale history. And they were like, we know most of that is because of
nice.
You. And so she got an award called the class protector.
Okay.
So just to kind of bring that full circle for you.
So they but yes, are it's aware, true. But nobody talks about it.
Or they do, but they just like, don't talk to her about it.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, she is supposed to keep a secret identity, but we know.
Yeah.
So, which...
We right. see, we start jumping in the library. Giles is reprimanding Buffy.
Oh my gosh, this is so cute. And you're like, what is Giles mad at? And then it comes to her, and she's got the cheerleading outfit on. She's like, you don't like the color?
With the pom-poms.
With the pom-poms.
But he's like, how dare you join this cult?
And yeah.
I'm like, I mean, it's true, but still, what?
Yeah, and I think Buffy's just like, I need something normal. Like, if I'm going to be doing this, I need something that's normal. I think she said she did it back in her old school.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, so she's just like, I just need something normal to do. So yeah, she was doing cheerleading tryouts.
And then she goes in there with Xander and Willow into the gym for the cheerleading
tryout. And you guys, this looks like it's an Olympic trials tryout. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, you got this one girl who's over here, and she's doing the splits between 2 chairs, and they're like, I heard she turned down the Laker girls.
Right? And there's a girl, like, on her doing a handstand, like, twirling around. I'm like, what are we doing in here? This is cheerleading. I mean, and I know that, like, cheerleading is very athletic.
It really, really, I guess...
It makes me sound like
it's demanding.
Yeah, it definitely is. Because with the flips and stuff, I guess that is technically kind of gymnastics.
It is gymnastics.
Yes.
With a dance.
With rhythm.
Yeah,
which element. I guess ladies gymnastics does have that. But regardless, just ignore that I said that, like, it looks like the Olympic trial trials, because here's why I say that. Because when you see the cheers they actually end up doing, you're like, well, what the fuck did you need that bitch for? Y'all ain't doing no flips.
Y'all just need some timing.
You did one pyramid. One pyramid.
Yeah.
And you're telling me that this bitch is wasting her fucking skills on y'all. So that's why I say that, you know.
Cut to the 1-2 second of thing of Cordelia, and they're like, oh, I better hope I get this. I've been working all year. Like, she was...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's Amy. Like, Amy was very much like...
Oh, that's right. Amy was one who was like,
Amy, I work with my mom. They were like, oh, hey, Amy. She's like, I work three hours in the morning, 3 hours at night, because her mom was like a really big cheerleader or whatever like that.
Catherine's great.
You know, and they were like, wow, like, that is crazy that she does that, you know? So so they do a few, like, group numbers, I guess. And...
No, this is the first tryout where it cuts to a house with someone throwing a Barbie doll into a vat of green stuff, mm-hmm. and the girl who passed on the Lakers girls team
was doing her dance. She was doing her dance, and like she and they were and Cordelia couldn't look. She was like, "Oh, whatever." And then Willow goes, "That girl's on fire," and she's like, "Great, stop with the hyperbole."
Yeah.
But then the girl really does, like, her hands
spontaneously
combust. Yes, and Buffy obviously, like, thinks fast. Grabs her to wrap her up in, and then she, like,
smothers
the flames.
Which, I mean, come on. What?
What?
My question.
What?
Looking at the other spells that are done this episode, mm-hmm. you can kind of tell what they were going for, because, like, one of the girls later on, she goes blind.
Well, what's your thought, though?
What did they do to the doll to make it burn? They didn't put it in fire. Like, they just threw it in the vat.
I don't know. I didn't notice that from what I remember. I never paid that much attention to that piece, but I understand where you're going.
Yeah.
We only really saw one specific spell.
True.
So yeah. So she spontaneously combusts. Her hands do, and they catch on fur. But yeah. So after that, we get back to the library, and they're like, what the hell? Like, what's how does that happen? And they're like, is this like a scientific thing? Like, does this shit actually like happen?
And Giles, the nerd that he is in this season, is mm-hmm. like, I mean, it's known to happen and a cause is not understood, blah, blah. So he's trying to justify and tell you what it is. But he's like, yeah, it's explainable.
Yeah. He's basically like, okay, you know what? It could happen. We can't think everything is, you know, hell mouthy.
Yeah. soon to find out everything is hell mouthy.
Right. So I think after that, the cheerleading captains are like, well, at this point, you know, we're going to do other tryouts. Round two of tryouts, where they do some group numbers.
Yeah.
Some very basic group numbers, in my opinion.
Woo!
Yeah. So Buffy and Amy and Cordelia are all in this first set of this group number.
Yeah.
And it ends with, like, a cartwheel.
And, well, not a successful cartwheel at that.
Yeah. So Amy, what? Amy,
knocks over Cordelia.
Right. And Cordelia is very much like, yes, that was not me. That was her. You saw that. Like, she did that. It wasn't
yes.
me. So, yeah, that's how that whole thing happens. Then we get some backstory from Amy.
This is where we see the picture of Amy's mother, mm-hmm. you know, her showing
in Buffy. The trophy case.
Yes. Of, like, she took them to back-to-back or tri-state regional champion, yeah. some big, but they called her Catherine the Great because she was very demanding, very, like, control-oriented, great at what she did.
Yeah, and Amy's just kind of like, you know, I can't get my body to move like hers. Like, I'm, like, very down on herself, very much like, I don't do a great job at this. Like, that's, you know, and Buffy's just trying to be like, look, girl, like...
Like, you can do your own thing.
Just get, like, you don't have to do what she did, bitch. Like, you can pick your own shit.
Like, you don't need to be an exact carbon copy, right, as she says later on.
Yeah, just do your shit. Just do your shit.
But then cut to, we skipped over a scene between the two trials, was Buffy talking to her mom in the kitchen where her mom's unpacking the art exhibit.
Oh, yeah, because her mom's trying to get the gallery ready.
And she's like, and Buffy's like, Mom, what was I trying out for? And she's like, oh, I have no idea. I'm not paying attention. And yeah. then kind of like, so they have a little conversation, but even her mom's like, well, maybe not cheerleading for you. Maybe do something else.
Like yearbook.
Yeah, which is like the next time they talk. But I was like, that's a very large difference there. between cheerleading and yearbook, but okay.
She's like, Mom, have you seen the people who work on yearbook? Nerds pick on them. but yeah, they have that, that. I mean, that's like a cute. It was a cute little mom daughter moment, though. I really did. Really try to say, you know, they actually have a really good like mother daughter relationship.
Well, and then like, does she know Buffy's the Slayer?
No.
Okay, because there's that point where she kind of can't get the box open. She goes, well, you could help. And then Buffy just goes and just, like, rips it off with her bare hand, and her mom says nothing about it.
Yeah, she's not paying attention. She already said she wasn't paying attention.
Fair enough.
But, yeah, so, you know, after that, we get Amy's backstory of, like, hey, I'm not very great at this. Like, I'm not doing, you know, a great job. But you know what? It's fine.
Well, and is this the point where we find out from, like, Willow fills in a little bit, like, Mommy Dearest is actually, as Buffy says, Mommy Dearest, like, she wouldn't let her gain an ounce. She would, like, padlock the fridge.
Yeah, she said when she knew Amy as a kid, like, when they were younger, a little younger, her mom would go on, like, whenever her mom went on, like, a hunger strike, the whole house was on a hunger strike.
Exactly.
And that she really was kind of, like, yeah, like you said, like, Mommy Dearest in a way. So, yeah, fully like that. But I think... After that, we start trying to figure. I think that's when they start posting the next day. They post like
the people who made the squad and the alternates. And we find out that Buffy's alternate number one. So if anybody goes off, she gets that.
Right.
And then Amy's alternate three, which to me means two people would need to leave before she gets on. We also see that Cordelia then comes and threatens Amy because she's like, right before it came up, was like, if I don't get on this, you're going to pay.
Yeah, right. And Cordelia made it on the team, obviously.
Yeah.
And that was when Xander was like, not only did you make the team, but Buffy's first alternate, and Amy, you're number three, or number two, or number three, whichever one.
Yeah, and everything.
And Willow's like, Xander, alternates are girls who didn't make the team. And he was like,
oh. How does he not know what alternate means?
He doesn't know. He thought he was doing something. Like, he's like, oh, I'm about to impress people. I'm going to go get the list. You know, I thought he was just being a dude.
This is where this is the episode we totally forgot where he gave her the bracelet, the yours for always or whatever.
He gave her a yours true or yours always bracelet.
Xander for is good so luck, forgetful.
For good luck, for tryouts. And he was like, they all came like that, really. Like, so yeah, he did give Buffy this little bracelet, which was a little, you know, it's definitely a little
weird. Well, the reason I bring that up is because at this point, we now see, again, this, like, witchy kind of attic scene. And this dark-haired Barbie getting something that we had previously seen Cordelia throw into her locker wrapped around the eyes. That if you had noted in the one where she threatens Amy, that pink piece of fabric was in her hands.
Right. Right. Yes.
So that's where we now see it being used in a spell.
Yeah, and she like wraps it around like the head of a Barbie, and she actually says like Cordelia's name.
Yeah, and like throws it into the vat of goopy green stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And this is now where again because we're trying to figure out what's going on. But Cordelia is now walking through the school, ignoring everybody. And even Xander mentions being like, you haven't insulted me all day. What's up with that, Cordelia?
So Cordelia's going to driver's ed or whatever reason.
Because she's 16.
She gets into the car and she's like, I had a flight driver today. And he was like,
you failed twice. If you don't go ahead and show me what you can do, you're going to be riding the bus to prom.
To college.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah, so she gets in the car. And they give us like the point of view shots where it's a little blurry.
We're trying to find like drive or reverse.
Yeah. And she basically gets in the car and drives like a fucking maniac for like minutes.
Have you ever played like Rampage?
Like, and I get it. I can make fun of this show because I love this show so much.
Yeah.
But I'm like, bitch, if you got in this car and you was blurry like this, wouldn't you have just said, look, bitch, I'm blurry? Like, why would you continue to drive? Why would you just hit the brake and put it in park and go, I don't know what's going on?
But because you've already know she's failed driving at three times, so she doesn't know where the brake is.
Right. But see, what we find out is like, so she, you know, she crashes through something and she gets out of the car. And then she's looking like she's disoriented, doesn't know where she is.
Yeah.
She's in the street. She must get hit by a bus. And Buffy, like, you know, jumps saves
out.
Her.
Yeah. Rolls her out of the way.
Right. And Cordelia's like, I can't see anything. And then that's when we see.
Cut to her, like, fully white eyes. She has gone blind.
Right.
Completely.
And this is that's where I say, like, okay, Cordelia, you did all that mess, and you couldn't see. You could have just stopped. You could have just put the brick and say, I can't see.
And she didn't have any quips. No. I was waiting for the quip.
And she was just, like, screaming while driving. I'm like, okay, girl. It's a funny moment, but, yeah, it is weird. And this is when
Buffy
Giles is like, this is actually witchcraft.
Yeah.
And he's, like, excited.
Well, and this is where he's like, oh, turning people to fire, like, lighting on fire, blah, blah, whatever. But making them go blind, quintessential witches. What?
Yeah, I mean that makes, I mean, that's, a, so yeah, he is like, he's like, so how do we, that's the thing, now they're like, how do we figure out,
yeah,
you know, who's doing this? Like, who, how do you figure out the who and the why? And they kind of deduce.
That, well, because everyone who's been attacked is a cheerleader. Mm-hmm. So it's someone who wants to be on the squad. So obviously it's not going to be someone who's on it. It's going to be someone who's an alternate.
Right.
So they're like, well, let's go through the list. And they're like, well, Buffy's first up. Well, who's next? Amy.
Right. They're like, that's where he's like, you know what? Now that Cordelia's out of the picture, you're kind of next on the team.
Yeah.
But they, I think they try, don't they try to figure out who the witch is by seeing who's checked out books on witches?
Yes. And it ends up being Xander on every single one.
And they're like, why? And Willow's like, could you like look at the semi-new engravings? And he's like, okay.
And so it is exactly what it looks like.
It is what it looks like.
But yeah, so they don't figure out that way, but they're going through the alternates and talking about, like,
who benefits the most.
Exactly. And they don't go to Amy. They go to Amy's mom because she's so demanding. Like, oh, she's doing this for her kid to get on the,
yeah,
on the team.
But no, I think they think that it's Amy. They think that it's Amy.
Well, no, they say, is it not, they go, is it Amy's mom? They do the magic test, like the spill on her hand.
But that's the thing. Is that that's how they automatically start thinking. They go, well, who could it be? And they start going, maybe it's Amy, because Amy is the one who would benefit the most from the, she's the one that's been talking about, yes, it the most.
But so they said it was her mom, but it would still read on her because she was around the magic.
No. So what they do, guys, is they find this test that is supposed to help them identify someone who's cast a spell.
So they think,
like, they have to have cast the spell.
So they think Amy's being taught by her mom.
They think Amy is casting the spells.
Okay.
They think it's her because she's the one that is doing it, and they're saying she's doing this because she's getting so much pressure from her mom.
Okay.
Her mom is pressuring her so much to get into cheerleading that she has now resorted to witchcraft to get on the team. So that's when they have, like, they find the little,
I have Newt, some chloride.
Yeah, and they go, this is all stuff in a science lab. Yeah. We have this.
And if you spill it on the caster, their skin will turn blue.
So they're all in science class, right? Trying to be, like, clever about it. And we, this is when we see our third spell come to fruition.
Yeah.
Where we don't know her name, but she's the black girl on the team. Like, on the cheerleading squad. Like, she turns around and
her mouth is shield shut.
Her mouth's gone.
Yeah.
Like, literally gone. Like, the best face makeup you've ever seen. You guys, 4 out of 10.
Uh-huh.
It definitely looked like Play-Doh on her mouth.
But yes.
So in the confusion of this,
Buffy drops her pen.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the components of the spell is hair of the person that he's casting. Mm-hmm. So she grabs hair off of the brush. And then she's
out of her backpack. Yeah.
Exactly. Out of Amy's backpack. Amy notices.
Well, we don't know she notices.
But Amy notices. And then Buffy spills the vial on her arm. The liquid turns blue.
Mm-hmm.
So
as this is going on, that's when the girl turns around and we see that her mouth has been shield shut.
Exactly.
And everybody looks shocked. Amy looks shocked.
Yeah.
Buffy, everybody is like, flip the fuck out. Like, no one knows. Everybody's like, what? And Amy's like, what? And they're all like a very good job of being like, what the fuck's happening?
Exactly.
Like, that whole thing. So this is, so after that, they be back up at the library and they're like, they're saying that. They're like, she looks surprised. And Buffy's like, but if the test worked, she's it. She's our Sabrina. Like, so, you know, so that's what they're like, it's gotta be her, right? Like,
yeah.
So
that's where we finally get the big reveal of the episode coming up here.
Mm-hmm,
so we get home and Amy comes to the door.
Amy goes to that house with the most elaborate gate.
Oh my gosh.
With like the gargoyle face on it. I'm like, really? This is not sinister. Oh,
the other thing is, tell me this. She said her mom put herself through cosmetology school. So her mama does nails and hair, and they're affording this place on their own.
Yeah, that's a big ass house.
Mm-hmm.
There's some witchcraft going on there.
That's the first giveaway.
Yeah, so she gets into the house, and we see her mom put, like, these brownies, like, she's eating brownies or whatever, and yeah. she, like, hides them, and she's, like, she basically comes in and says, you know, Buffy's running around stealing my hair,
mm-hmm.
and she's, like, she tells the mom, she's, like, I've got a history report due, so please, so write it. Not please write it. She's, like, write it.
Yeah, have it done tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and she's, like, and then we also see that she has Buffy's Yours Truly bracelet.
Yes, which is why I brought that up, because, like, that's yeah. what she uses.
And she's, like, I'll be upstairs.
But that's when it cuts to the brownies under the table to show you what they really were.
And they had, like, the Little Debbie, like, brownies with the color walnuts. With the colored pieces on top. I was like, y'all got these at, like, the Kona style.
They're still good.
All right.
Okay. The little fudge brownies.
I don't like those.
But no, so we find out. So the next day, we cut to Buffy waking up, and she's, like, super peppy. And like,
oh, my God. This is one of my favorite parts of this show. Yeah.
I can't remember what she's singing, but she's singing the song.
Macho man. I want to be a macho man. And so she's like, ooh, quality juice. Ooh, hey, juice. And she's like, quality juice, not from concentrate. Like, and she's, you know.
Just so bubbly.
Yeah, and that's where her mom's like, what is up with you? She goes, I'm on the squad. Like, you know, I'm excited.
I'm having a good day. Can I not have a good day?
Yeah, like, she's obviously, she seems like she's, I mean, if her mom wasn't crazy, she'd be like, my daughter's on fucking drugs.
Something.
Like, she, what does she sniff? Is she on cocaine?
Everything.
Was it meth? Girl, what'd you do? What'd you do, girl?
It was meth.
But yeah, so she's just in this really, really upbeat mood, right?
Yeah.
And then it comes to, like, they're doing practice because they have a game that night.
Uh-huh. And Buffy's right here, like, stomping on this girl's toes. She's messing up.
She's not doing good. And this is when Willow and Xander are like, hey, is it me or does Buffy look a bit looped? Which Xander could not have said any truer things. He was like, she looks a little looped. What's going on with her? Because she's dancing out of turn. She's not doing what she's supposed to be fucking doing. And then what does she do at the end of this thing?
Well, I don't remember what she does, but she, like,
it's like an assisted flip.
That's what. Yes, they're cartwheeling into the girl's
hand arms.
And
yeah,
and then the other girl would, like, kind of, like, toss him a little bit to the side, maybe like a foot over.
Yeah,
Buffy hurls the shit out of this girl.
Yes,
across the whole gym. This wee,
and she's like, "Did I do that?" And can we talk about, first of all, I mean, I know Buffy threw her, but can we talk about how she put her hands on her? She pushed her. She was like, you are so out of here, Buffy. I'm like, first of all, hands. She didn't do that on purpose. Hands, like, assaulting. And then I think it's another funny moment is she's like, who's our next alternate? And the camera pans and Amy's just standing there in full cheerleading, like, yes.
Like, literally, like, right behind, 2 inches behind Buffy.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Fully dressed in an outfit.
And then, like, but then she's like, no, you can't. She's a wo-. And then, like, Xander puts his hand over her mouth, yeah, like, a yeah. winning choice.
Yeah. So they start helping Buffy, like, through the hallway. And Buffy makes some really embarrassing comments about the bracelet.
Yeah.
To Xander.
You're like a girl.
Yeah. But then she starts, you know, obviously, like, just like anybody else, when you have that sugar rush.
Yeah.
She kind of comes down. Like, she's like, oh, wait a minute. And she's like, okay, this is not
normal. What's
right,
going on?
Right.
Come to find out from Giles, it's a blood fever, blood disease or mm-hmm. something that the witch has cast upon her.
Right. And then they also deduce, like, hey, these other spells were to get girls out of the way, but this spell is actually, like, meant to kill.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
D-E-D.
So this is where Giles decides to, look, we're going to go to Amy's house,
mm-hmm.
where, because they had to have a book to cast these spells.
They have to have her spell book,
yeah,
to be able to find cast the reversing spell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they go in and they, like, hurt him and Buffy. Nobody else. Which I'm like, why are Xander and Willow not with them?
Why would they be?
Extra people. What's Giles gonna do?
I don't know. Giles is cool. You don't know about it. Look, you're probably not going to watch it, but when you get to the datification of Giles, you'd be like, Giles, even you could be like, you know what? Let's get in this library, Giles. You know what? I've never been with a man, but if I'm going to be with one, it's going to be you or Henry Cavill. I would think. I would think that would be who you would get luscious for. Who would you get luscious for? What man would you get luscious for?
We've talked about this.
Have we? Who did you say? You said Ryan Gosling.
No, Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, you did say that.
See, he doesn't listen. He doesn't remember anything.
I do remember that now.
He doesn't care.
I'm just, you know, Henry Cavill and Alan Richard are having a fight in my mind.
A wrestling fight?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This is our detour. All right, so back to the episode.
There's oil and there are no shirts. There's also maybe some very tiny shorts, like a Speedo type situation.
I was like, they ain't wearing shorts, dear mind.
And it's just like, it's not so slippery. Actually, maybe it's not oil. Maybe it's just a wrestling thing, because when they wrestle, even that looks kind of hot sometimes.
How did we get to this?
I don't remember. So Giles and Buffy go to Amy's house to speak to her mom.
Yep.
And this is and they're like, yo, bitch, like, do you understand what the fuck you're doing? Like, your daughter is crazy because you won't leave her alone about fucking cheerleading.
Yeah.
And then Amy's mom says what?
When her dad left.
Well, she's like, I don't care about cheerleading.
Yeah.
she's literally like, I don't give a shit about cheerleading.
But we come to find out that one of the spells that was cast was Amy's mom originally switching bodies with Amy so that she could relive her glory days.
Yeah.
Because according to Amy's mom, you're wasting your youth.
Yes. So that's what and that's actually like kind of I think in this episode, that's a really cool twist.
It was. I mean, it's definitely something the brownies gave it away. Like, you knew from the brownie plate if you were paying attention. Because Willow said that they ate brownies.
I think I'm wrong with that. I think we don't see the brownies until Giles and...
No, it's when she does the... Mm-mm.
It's not. Because this is how Buffy realizes it's Amy. Because so the brownies, we were wrong. She didn't eat the brownies when
there was a plate of brownies when she comes in.
It was when Buffy and Buffy and Giles gets there. She puts the brownies under the table, and Giles is like, "This is your fault." Blah 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 blah. And then Buffy looks and sees the brownies under the table, and she goes, "Amy," and she's like, "You're Amy," and that's what she's like. Yeah, and Buffy's like, she switched bodies. She's like, yeah, and that's when... So that's how Buffy figures it out, is because Willow said the brownies, like you said, you're right. But she sees the brownies under the table, and she's like, wait, what the fuck? And she tells them the whole story. They have time to tell a story.
Exactly.
Like, they sitting there having a fucking story hour. Buffy's dying, and they're like, let me tell you the whole story about how my mother's crazy and switched bodies. And,
well,
and you know, 30 minutes later, she's like, and also our... Fridge is a Frigidaire.
Well, let's I don't know. Let's throw in the fact that she's like, no, she'll be home shortly. She never came home. B tells the whole story.
But she thinks she's going to be home shortly. She doesn't know that she's now on the cheerleading squad.
I give you that. But then C, also while Buffy's still dying, and they finally get to the like attic area, then she has like no, I can't. She's going to hurt me, like little fit with Giles, and tries to stop him even more. I'm like, Buffy would be dead by now. I'm sorry. Buffy's gone.
But yeah, they do end up finding where she's been casting her spells.
Yeah.
They find all the Barbies. And then they find her book.
Yes. Under the cat that jumps out of Giles.
And that's a scene that's in the opening. You're welcome. So yeah. So then they're like, where can we get, like, where do we have a science lab? School.
The science lab.
Here's my question. So I'm like, could you not brew this like at the house? She obviously has the capability. She's got a boiling pot. Like a boiling cauldron.
You would assume she's had every component.
Literally,
needed.
I'm like, wouldn't you? But maybe the thought is like, we don't have to tear this whole place apart. And maybe they're like, what if she does come home? So, well, yeah.
But here's the thing.
And Buffy's indisposed. Like she's not thinking clearly.
When Giles makes the comment that if we do this correctly, it will dispel or like counter all of them.
Yes, good call.
Okay, so before you knew, Amy and Mom switched.
Right.
Why would you not then think they're going to switch back?
I think at that point they're trying to save Buffy. So like, this is a life or death situation.
So they don't care.
Let's save Buffy.
So why bring the mom with her?
To help, because they're probably going to need her there for whatever reason. Because didn't they need some of her body or something in
not
there?
For this, not for the counterspell.
But so they decide they're going to go to school.
Yeah.
And go to the science lab and brew a potion. But Willow and Xander are supposed to like watch Amy.
Yes.
So they're at the game watching this this all-star cheerleading performance.
I was waiting for U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly.
Their chant is, go Sunnydale, go. Go Sunnydale, go. Go Sunnydale, go. Go. 2, 3, 4. Go, like, that's
it. The fact that they counted off everything was great.
2, 3, 4. I'm like, is this it? This is what I was saying at the beginning. I was like, this is Olympic level, like, bullshit with these women. But these performances, these cheerleading performances you guys have put together are fourth grade level at best. So I don't understand.
At best.
Why do y'all have such fucking high quality? I don't know. Whatever. So they're upstairs brewing this potion.
Yeah.
Buffy, well, Giles and Amy's mom, not mom, Amy as Amy, Einhorn is Finkel, Finkel is Einhorn.
There you go.
So they're up there, and as he's like kind of chanting, Amy Einhorn,
yeah,
who is mom in Amy's body, is starting to feel the effects. Like, she's noticing. She's like, oh.
She starts seeing through her eyes.
Right. And so she finally realizes, she falls off the pyramid, realizes, fuck, some shit's going on.
Yeah.
And she could tell that they're in the building. So, and then Finkel is like, wait, she's coming. Like, she knows. So now they're tied to each other's thoughts and they understand. And Xander and Willow obviously go to, like, try to stop her.
Yeah.
And she basically uses some really cool magic to choke.
She literally becomes a Jedi.
She's the Darth Vader. Yes! Yes! She's
on Xander.
The Darth Vader choke. I was like, oh, bitch could do that.
Like, literally just turned and
go. You should have led with that shit. All this fucking cauldron shit.
But then what she did to Willow?
She punched her in the face.
Yeah, the most human thing, you just bop.
And then she gets that axe. Dude, this was like.
Here's Johnny.
Dude, honestly, this was like this scene was a fever dream. Like, so she gets an axe, and she is like running up the stairs, and it's like Giles is getting to the end of his
his chant,
the spell, and this girl is beating the door down with a fucking axe.
Oh my gosh!
And she finally gets through the door, and just as she goes to raise the axe to kill Buffy, what happens?
The lightning flashes.
Yes, the thunder. Yes,
and then mom and daughter switch back. Buffy's awake and fine.
Yeah.
By the way, can we talk about, we don't cut to any other girl. Like, we don't go to Cordelia being not blind anymore. We don't go to the other girl with her mouth open. Like, nothing else gets shown.
At this point, I'm glad they didn't. Because that moment was needed to stay there, in my opinion. I think you would have broke up the...
Well, like, not even at the end of the episode. Like, nothing.
Well, they come back. We know they're back.
I guess. But yeah, so Buffy's finally awake. But cut to Amy's mom. Who's now back in Amy. Mommy's Bobby.
But yes, now Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel.
Yes. And who grabs the axe, or doesn't grab, she does the Darth Vader.
She does the Jedi, and she takes it.
She force pulls it.
Force pulls the axe.
Goes
on a magical tirade.
I know, but she's like trying to, she doesn't even really go after them with the axe. She just plants it in a table and leaves it there.
Yeah, but you know, at this point, she doesn't need it. Like, she's moving tables with her mind. She's carrying it. She's carried. She's Darth Vader. She's all of it. She's throwing like magical bursts,
I guess,
at people, and then Buffy like hits her really fucking hard in her face. Giles gets knocked out because she moves a table to knock him out. She uses her brain to move it, so Giles is kind of knocked out. So basically, mom now starts this really big spell of like, I'm gonna put you somewhere you're never gonna be seen again.
Exactly,
and starts this spell. And Buffy's able to deflect the spell with the mirror.
Yeah, because the whole concept of the spell was, look at the person I'm looking at.
Yeah, I look upon her.
And then, like I said, Buffy knocks a mirror that was, like, showing what the professor was doing at the front of the table or front of the classroom. Yeah. Down, reflects the spell back at mom.
Yeah, and mom, like, disappears in a puff of witchy smoke.
Yes.
A witchy cyclone, if I may. So she does that. And then we really end very quickly understanding that, like, everything's back to normal. Cordelia and the people who had their bullshit is all done. Cordelia has her perfect one-liner that's like, ooh, these grapes are sour. When she's like, sorry, you guys aren't on the team anymore. But Amy's line is pretty cool, too, where she's like, I know I'll miss the intellectual thrill of spelling out words with my arms.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. But then they're talking about it, and Amy's like, I'm going to get back in touch with my dad, you know.
Well, they're already talking.
Yeah, she's like, I'm back with my, I live with my dad again, and things are going really well. And it's like, I don't know where my mom is. You know, she said she was never here for me again, so I don't know where she is. And then we see mom in the statue, in the school.
Yeah, like in the cheerleading championship trophy she won, the eyes start moving and you hear,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. So this one, if I'm, we'll get your ratings after it, but I think Witch to me is one of my favorites of the season. But that's just me.
Okay.
But then we float into Teacher's Pet.
Do not like this one.
Teacher's Pet. You will learn. There's something you should learn from Teacher's Pet. Any teacher who is nice to Buffy dies. And this is throughout the whole series, I feel like.
Really?
Oh, I feel like it's true. Because as I was rewatching this, I was like, does every teacher that goes, I like Buffy, do they all die?
Okay, so in the Teacher's Pet, we open up in a classroom where the teacher is giving a slideshow, not even like a PowerPoint, not a projector, slideshow.
About bugs.
On ants.
Oh, ants, correct. Yes. Right, you're right.
Because that's where he goes over to Buffy and he's like, for those of you, you know, who have done your homework properly, how do ants communicate? And then you see Buffy trying to like look at Willow behind him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Willow's like
trying to give answers, you know, trying to help her out, and he's like, I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
But after class he goes to her and he's like, look, I understand, I know what happened at your old school. I get it, whatever. But he's like, he's basically like, you're smarter than you give yourself credit for.
Yeah.
And if you just really like apply to yourself, I think you could do well. And we don't even have to worry about whatever the fuck happened back then. Yeah. So yeah, he really had a level with her and he was like really nice. He was like, I'm not judging you for that. I'm judging you because you're not doing your work and you're not applying yourself, which you could, if you just did that, you'd be so great. And so she's like, oh, I guess I'll start doing my homework, you know? And, you know, we found he's a nice teacher, and then we also see him get attacked by, like, a weird robot arm.
Yes, there's this giant, like you just see him after she leaves, going through his slides, this huge, just giant thing above him walks out, grabs him.
Yes.
And pulls him into a closet.
Yes. And his glasses fall on the ground, they're broken.
Yeah, oh no. But then cut to the guitar riff. Intro runs.
Yeah, so we get back to school the next day. We see this this new teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess she's supposed to be gorgeous. Well, she's like, you know, very good teacher.
Right, shortly after Xander informs him that Mr.
Gregory is missing.
Yes.
And Buffy's like, wait, what? And even Willow was like, wait, that's one of the only teachers that likes Buffy. That doesn't think Buffy's a felon.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so then as they're talking about this, this hot teacher comes strolling in and she's like, can you tell me where Science Room 109 is?
And it's like, I'm Miss French.
My name is Miss French. Miss French Kiss, if you're nasty.
But Xander just kind of like falters and goes, yeah. I go there every day. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank. And he looks like Buffy and Willow and they're like, we can't help you. I'm sorry.
And then Blaine, one of the school jocks, who's like, whatever, goes, I'll take you there.
I'm nice going there job, right now.
Xander. You know, like, obviously, they're having a masculinity contest.
Him exactly.
About, you know, I sleep with this many girls. Well, I sleep with this many girls. So they're playing that whole game.
Yeah.
Right. So they get into class. She's like, I'm substituting for Dr. Gregory. And
I don't know when he's coming back.
No. I heard you guys were talking about insects. So, you know what? Let's jump right in as a substitute teacher talking about praying mantises.
Yeah, just directly into, like, we were talking about ants, praying mantises.
It's like, okay, if you don't know how long you're going to be here, if you're like, it might be a day.
Yeah.
Why are you going to jump into it? Why are you going to derail this whole conversation? Like, I know you're not really derailing it because it is an insect, but, like, you have a lesson. This bitch had a lesson prepared. And I know how substitute teaching works. They call you the morning of, and they say, hey.
Yeah.
We need you here. You tell me she prepared that lesson in 2 hours?
Well, and it's not like, and the thing is, like you said, it wasn't a, let's just talk about, you know, praying mantises as their insect. She's like, let's make paper mache egg sacs for the school science craft fair. Right. I'm like,
so this is, and I'm not saying this is how we should know that something's off, because she came in with a prepared lesson about mating. And like, it's like, not just, this is the praying mantis. It's like, hey, this is the praying mantis and this is how they mate. And this is how they do eggs. And this is how they, you know, kill the guy who, you know, fertilize their eggs. Like, this is how they do this shit. And yeah, and then she's like, let's do a project. I'm like, a project? But you've been here exactly 48 seconds. Like, a project? And who wants to help me do the project?
And every guy
raises their hand.
Every guy.
All guys.
Mm-hmm. Not a girl. Mm-hmm. All the guys.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's where we're at with that.
Yeah. But coming to find out later, they go to the club.
Yeah. And this episode doesn't have a lot in it, you guys.
It really jumps around a lot.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're at Bronze. For what reason? Just to be there?
It's Thursday night. Cover's cheap. I don't know.
Yeah.
But look over, and Xander... This is where you kind of like get the masculinity contest where Blaine was like, I slept with blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then her sister, blah, blah, blah. And then he kind of makes fun of Xander. So Xander tries to like one up him or kind of like show I'm a man. He goes over to Buffy and Willow to be like, these are my bitches. Pardon the pun or the slander term there. But then Buffy looks over and who is it? But nobody but Angel himself.
Yeah.
Looking good in a leather jacket.
Looking always looking good in a leather jacket. And he's like, you know, there's a thing out there. Be careful. Basically, Angel only comes in and goes, there's trouble. Be careful. Cause he was hurt by something or whatever.
This is where he takes the jacket off because she's cold.
Yeah. He gives his jacket to her and he's got like a wound, yeah. A sexy wound. And then she's like, she says something else and he basically just walks away. He's like, bye.
Yeah, like look for the third eye. But yes, he warns her about what she calls fork guy.
Yeah, and yeah, so she...
Or fork dude.
Yeah, she takes that to Giles, and Giles is like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, bitch. Like, I need more than that.
Yeah, like, there's a fork, and he has an eye. Like, there's so many dudes. I don't know what's going on.
And she's like, he's like, I need more. She's like, I didn't get any more from him. Like, that's all he told me. And this is where, we also forget that Xander was having dreams about saving Buffy, because we know he's in love with her.
Well.
But that's neither here nor there. But, so... This episode is a little weird because after she talks to him about the fork guy, that's not like Buffy goes out patrolling.
Well, no. So they go through to the lunch scene and they are in the cafeteria. Cordelia has her note for her like designated food and mm-hmm. they find Dr. Gregory's body in the freezer.
Yeah.
Without the head.
Without a head.
So this is where they go and start talking to Giles, and Giles is like, well, there was this other person who was killed in this park.
Mm-hmm.
That was shredded to like ribbons,
yeah.
Not the same MO.
Right.
And that's when Buffy goes hunting because yeah, he's like, oh, patrol. Yeah, let me go look at this this park.
Yeah. And as she's in the park, she sees Miss French kiss if you're nasty. And she's walking with groceries or yeah. whatever. And this vampire, presumably fork guy.
Yeah.
Or fork dude.
Clawman.
Like, is stalking her. As Buffy is stalking him.
Yeah.
And then she turns around and he gets scared and runs away.
I just like literally pisses his pants scared.
Yeah. And then Buffy's like, well, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
So what next?
So we go to Giles again. Because this is a lot of like, let's bring Giles in.
Yeah.
But she goes to Giles again and is like, yeah, let's talk about this. Like, I found Forkman. Well, you told me you weren't going to like go patrol last night. Mm-hmm. And kind of reprimands her. But goes into the whole weird, he found Miss French, and the moment he saw her, he ran. And what do you know that scares a vampire? Not much.
Right, exactly. And he's like, coincidence.
Yeah. But so they're going through, and they're trying to figure out what's going on. There's too much of a coincidence. We then find out that Blaine, who was the first person to meet with Miss French, has gone missing now.
Yeah, after school.
Yeah. So not only do we have a vampire run from her, mm-hmm. but now that a kid has gone missing, Giles is now on board that Miss French might be a little questionable.
Yeah, exactly. And that I think that's when we also see kind of like while they're having this conversation, Xander goes, she calls Xander, I guess, to her office or to the classroom.
Where he was going to his visit the next day.
Right. And she's like, hey, why don't we, you know, work on this project or whatever together? And I guess she makes up an excuse to say, well, why don't you just come to my house?
I forgot the paper mache materials. They're at my house tonight.
Right. So just come to my house tonight. Come to my house tonight to make a paper mache egg sack.
Yeah.
Please. And then he's like, sure, of course. And then she eats her cricket sandwich with mayonnaise.
And I don't like bugs.
And when I say that, like, the way she...
I don't like bugs.
She was like, she made it. She goes, and she takes a bite and she's like, it's like, bitch, deep as bugs, but whatever.
But no, so at this point, Buffy's kind of figured out what's going on and like what she is. To a point.
Yeah, Buffy goes in full research mode. She's like, I'm going to research this. And they're all like, okay, great, go ahead. And she's like, but where are the books on insects? Like, so she's like, she literally, this is the episode where they're like, you know what, Buffy's useful. She's not just fighting. Yeah. So she comes up with all that. She's like, they decapitate the heads, they fertilize, and they're like, Emblaine's missing. And then I think that's when Willow's like, wait, I think Xander was going to go meet with her. Now they're like, we have to go find him.
Well, I think that's where, like, she goes and stops him right before he goes to the, like, meets her for the first time.
Right.
And tells her, it's a pheromone thing. That's why you're so into her. Mm-hmm. She's a giant bug. And it's where Xander kind of has this first, like, one-off of, oh, you're just jealous that a woman mm-hmm. actually likes me. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry you couldn't have me when I tried to, like, he goes off on her.
Yeah. Not great. But he still goes to the house. She gets there. She gives him wine.
Martini.
Oh, a martini. I'm like, bitch.
And she's dressed in the... with three olives, nonetheless.
And she is dressed in, like, the, like, most low-cut dress. And, like, we're going to work on paper mache. It's like, obviously she's seducing you, but he's a teenage boy.
Exactly. And he walks in, and he's like, that, like, just stares right at her chest the whole time.
Right. So she drugs him, basically.
Yes. Well, and, okay, for the person who admits after a little bit of reluctance that he's never slept with somebody, that he's a virgin...
Mm-hmm.
He tried to be impressive and tried to down that vodka martini, mm-hmm. and he's just like...
Yeah, so she kind of drugs him a little bit. I guess it makes him a little lethargic or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think he sees her turn into the praying mantis.
She grabs his hands, and she's like, your hands are kind of prickly. Like, he could feel mm-hmm. it. Like, it only changes the look, not the touch sensation. Mm-hmm. Which, again, just, I don't like bugs.
But yeah, so I think she actually turns into something right in front of him, right?
Yeah, she reveals who she is and then drags him to the basement.
Right, where Blaine is still there and alive.
Yeah.
And during all this, Buffy and Willow and Giles are still looking, and they get the school records for this teacher.
Uh-huh.
They go to the house, and it's a different woman. And she's like, no, I'm Miss French.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the actual fuck? So obviously they're like, now it's even more urgent. She has stolen the identity of an old woman.
Well, and then Buffy's brilliant deduction is, well, she was carrying her groceries. She has to live in this neighborhood.
Right.
You're not going to carry them unless you live nearby.
Right, which is a good assumption.
I go with it.
So she's like, you know what, let me go find Fork Dude in the sewers, because if he's scared of her, he has to be able to sense her.
Yeah.
So that's what she does. She goes into the sewers. She finds Fork Guy. She ties him up. And she basically uses him as a holy beacon of, like, go find her for us.
She literally, like, goes, I'll be right back, jumps in the manhole
mm-hmm.
with a rope, a singular rope.
Mm-hmm.
And Giles and Willow are like, Buffy, are you okay?
She's resourceful. So, yeah, she gets Fork Guy. And it's funny that Angel was, like, tore up by Fork Guy, and Buffy was like, just gotta tie him up, you know.
Yeah.
So they go looking, and they, you know, they eventually find a house. But during all of this, the teacher is fully in her praying mantis mode, and she is doing any, meeny, miny, mo to decide which one of the boys to eat or fuck
mate with/eat.
Yeah, and of course it lands on Xander.
Yep.
So
which he then gets out of the cage willingly. That praying mantis ain't getting in that cage.
Well, he gets out willingly and he tries to run.
Yeah.
But obviously she catches him.
But while leaving Blaine behind, like, well, if I get out, she still has someone else.
Blaine has been kind of a dick this whole episode, to be fair. But obviously Buffy shows up in the nick of time.
Yes.
With bug spray.
With rain, nonetheless. Brand name.
But for me, I'm like, what do you do to kill a bug? You know what? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So, like, so at this point, it's like, look, will it work? If it does it, what do we really lose?
$20.
Exactly. So
$20 in raid.
I'm going to bring it, and we'll see what happens.
But we did find out earlier that the person who Giles contacted to see how to kill this recommends just dismantling this creature.
Yes.
Cutting it to shreds.
Right. So, yeah, so Buffy, you know, fully does the whole bug spray thing. And then has a machete and hacks Miss French to death.
But what does she do to make sure she can do that? She brings a recording of a bat sonar.
Yes.
Which, where the hell did you get a recording of a bat sonar?
The internet.
Sure.
They could have. You don't know. You don't know what's on the internet in 1997.
Okay.
You don't know.
But no, but the bat sonar apparently disables the nervous system of praying mantises.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she chops her up.
which just
yeah. And then they
then Xander breaks the eggs,
right? And then they reveal that she only went after virgins.
As Blaine then threatens his dad, who's a lawyer, "I will sue you if you tell anybody."
Right, exactly. So
what?
Yeah, and that's like, and then so we're back at the Broads after all of that.
Yeah,
and Angel is there, being all broody and whatever. And I think it's the first time he, like, actually smiled at Buffy.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh, I heard there's one less vampire out there terrorizing the town."
Yeah. And Buffy's like, "Do you want your jacket?" And he's like, "No, it looks better on you anyway." Oh.
And then as he walks off, she goes, "Uh-oh."
Yeah. And that's how the episode is.
No.
Oh, so we have a new teacher, a new science teacher. And yeah. he's like hardcore. He's like, Do you have a 50-page paper, no more, no less, and it's worth 1/3 of your grade, no more, no, like, he's just hardcore hard-ass, and Buffy's just like, "I remember the days where Dr. Gregory was here and he liked me." And she, you know, as class ends, she sees Dr. Gregory's glasses, and she, like, puts them in his blazer that's hanging. It's actually a really cute moment.
Yeah.
Like, she's actually really sad about it, and she puts his glasses in his blazer that's still hanging in the closet. And then as she goes to shut the closet, we see an egg hatch in the bottom of the closet.
And I forgot, I don't know how we forgot to mention this. What's the creature called?
A praying mantis.
No, a she-mantis.
Okay. What? And for those of you who are wondering about that mystery ending, no, we never see another praying mantis.
I was wondering, like, does that pay off at all?
No, it does not.
Okay.
It does not. We never see another praying mantis. Do we have eggs pop back up at some point? Yes, in season 2, but not a praying mantis egg. There's actually an episode of season 2 called Eggs.
Ugh.
They're not insects.
But
these eggs in season 2 are actually like these little weird creepy crawlies that jump onto your back, and then they like, they're parasites, they like latch onto your back and then like put their little tentacles into like your nervous system and then control you.
I get it. Thanks for the visual.
You're welcome.
I was going to try to eat after this, but not now.
Cool. So, what did you rate episodes 1 and 2? Do you remember?
I have it written down. Let me pull it up. All right. Buffy ratings. Episode 1, I gave a 7.5. Mm-hmm. And episode 2, I gave a 7.
Okay, so for which, what would you give it?
I'm gonna give it a 7.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But it's one of your favorites. You can be mad that I gave it a
7. No. It's one of the ones I think had like the best point of view.
It had an interesting take, yes.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to give episode 4 7.25.
You think episode 4 is better than Witch?
I think the story was better.
See, I think Teacher's Pet is probably one of my least favorite.
I don't like the bugs. So the whole point of like the bugs there the whole time was just grossing me out. And the whole like praying mantis at the end, it was just like disgusting, and I hate it. And the whole like, we're gonna have sex, in the fact that she like stayed in this praying mantis, and it went as far as her on top of Xander going, kiss me
as a praying mantis. Yeah. I didn't like this is one of the ones I know the least about. It's one of my least favorites.
But I would say I think the story, because it made you, what is she, why are the vampires scared of her, showing that Buffy can do the reason, it I think built more of what Buffy and what the show will be, it helped it expand and what that ends up being further on in the future.
Okay. I don't have to agree, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So our next 2 episodes are also 2 of my favorite episodes, to be fair.
I saw the names.
So episode 5 is Never Kill a Boy on the First Date.
Which I don't have a clue what that's going to be about.
Brixus is it's with Buffy preoccupied by her date with Owen, Giles is trapped by a group of vampires seeking to raise a powerful leader.
Okay.
And then episode 6 is The Pack, which is another kind of cool episode, I think. And this one is Xander and several other students are possessed by the spirit of a demonic breed of hyenas that wreak havoc at the high school.
Why is it going to be hyenas?
I don't know.
Okay.
But those are 2 of my other ones that I kind of really like.
I'm enjoying the show.
And Owen is cute.
I'm hoping the next couple ones, I'm hoping for an 8 here soon.
Okay. I think you're going to get there.
Okay.
Cool. All right, you guys. Well, this week we have a new episode. We will be reviewing, this is the week where this our next episode is going to drop on Monday, like it normally does, like next Monday. It'll just be a little later in the day.
Yeah.
Because we actually want to review, we're actually going to review HBO Max's or Max's The Regime. Mm-hmm. And the series finale is on the day we normally record.
Yeah.
So we're going to postpone that either throughout that Monday afternoon or maybe even to the next day because we wanted to get that out to you all.
Exactly.
So expect that not Monday morning, but, you know, sometime during that day, we'll let you guys know. But this, but then after that, we'll have episodes 5 and 6 of Buffy.
Woo!
Yeah. All right, you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye. You've been listening to Watch or Not with Jay and MJ.
Interact and give us suggestions on what to watch at watchornotpodcast@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Twitter at watchornot_pod.
And don't forget about Instagram, you guys, at watchornotpod.
Don't forget you can support the pod by joining our Patreon at Watch or Not with Jay and MJ.
And subscribe and leave a review wherever you guys listen to podcasts. Talk to you soon.